Okay, let's review Brachos Daf Chav Gimel. The Brisa at the very bottom of Daf Chav Beis Am Beis spoke about a case where a person discovers that he lost control of his bladder while he was in the middle of davening. So the Brisa had said that it depends if he had enough time to if he should go back and daven, and it's machlokas amoraim, where does he go back, to the beginning of tefillah, or does he go back all the way to the place where he stopped, but not all the way to the beginning of tefillah? The Gemara makes it clear that all agree that in a normal case, if a person was shaha kedei ligmar eskula, if a person for whatever reason had to stop in the middle of the Shmon Esrei and pause for enough time to be able to finish the Shmon Esrei, everyone would agree that he'd have to be chozer l'rosh, just like we're going to say later on in the Gemara about Kriyat Shema. Over here, the whole machlokas is that the case is that he did not wait, he did not pause for that long. The whole issue is whether we consider him to be someone who's not ro'i for tefillah at all at the time that the urine is coming down his leg, and therefore he has to be chozer l'rosh, even though the pause was not that great, or do we say that no, his tefillah is just problematic at that time, but as a gavra, as a person, he's chazia, he's ro'i for tefillah, and therefore he can just go back to the place where he stopped. The Gemara then goes on to tell us, don't daven when you have to go to the bathroom, and what's the definition of having to go to the bathroom if you can't hold yourself in ad parsa, for the amount of time it would take to go to walk a parsa. The Gemara goes on to tell the Shemar Raglecha Kashar Telech al Beis Elokim. The Pasuk tells us that a person should be Shemar Raglecha, the Pasuk in Koheles, should guard over their legs. So what's this about? The Gemara's first day is that it's telling us not to sin, and if you do sin, you bring a karban, or similarly, that you should listen to the Chachamim to understand your karbanos, so that you know, get into a situation where einam yodim lasos ra, a person doesn't even know whether he's bringing a karban for something good that he did or something bad that he did. So because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say about such a person, bein tov l'ra'i einam avchinim v'heim avim karban l'fanai, they can't even tell the difference between good and bad. How could they possibly bring karban? But the second interpretation of that pasuk is what's more nogeya for our sugya, and that is that shemar raglucha means a person should be careful about the bodily holes, about the excrement and urine that comes out of them when davening. They have to guard over the various crevices in the body when davening. The Gemara then goes into, on the second half of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, how to deal with tefillin when one has to go to the bathroom. So Gemara tells us to take tefillin four amos from the Beis HaKisei, according to, it's actually a three-way machlokas, according to the Beis Shammai, four amos away from the Beis HaKisei, and the Beis Hillel disagree, and the Beis Hillel say that ochsin biyado v'nichnas yikivin, hold the tefillin in your hand and go into the Beis HaKisei. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, ochsin bebigdo, you should wrap it in a beged and hold that beged that has the tefillin in it, but not to hold it straight in your hand. The Gemara tells us that if you're going to take off the tefillin, let's say you're going to assume that there's no place to hold it and you have to put it somewhere, so if you're going to have to stick it in a hole in the wall, it's best not to stick it on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. If you stick it on the side of the Rosh HaSarabim, then you run into a problem of chashad, that people are going to come to suspect you of wrongdoing, because it tells this terrible story about a zona who incriminated a guy who left his tefillin by the Rosh HaSarabim by taking those tefillin and claiming that they were her payment for her services, and the man was so distraught that he went up to the roof and he committed suicide. The problem with putting tefillin in the wall on the inside of the Beis HaKisei is that the achbarim come and take the tefillin, so one way or the other, you're in trouble, and that's why they came up with the idea that maybe you could just wrap it up and hold it in your hand when you go into the Beis HaKisei. The Gemara then goes on to say that if you have the tefillin in a kli that is meant for the tefillin, then that kli needs to be one tefach. But if the kli is not meant for the tefillin, then it does not need to be one tefach. That's enough of a guard around the kli. On Chav Gimel and Beis, the Gemara tells us that we're makbid to bring that there were certain amoraim like Rav Nachman and who is the other one? I don't remember, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Nachman, who were makbid dafka to bring their tefillin into the bathroom, because they held that once it's mutter to do so, they should do so, because it offers some degree of protection. At least that's the way Rashi understands, that the tefillin will protect them while they're in the bathroom from all the forces, all the mazikin that are around in the bathroom. The Gemara says that one may not go to the bathroom nor sleep while they're wearing tefillin or while they're holding any valuables while davening. Singles out a sock and a knife, money, a plate, a loaf of bread, anything that you're concerned that you are careful not to drop out of your hands. You shouldn't be davening because we're afraid it's going to take away some of your focus from the tefillah. Now the Gemara tells us when going to the bathroom, how a person needs to be tzanua, to reveal only one tefach in back, two tefachim of themselves in front, or one tefach in back and no tefachim in the front, depending on whether we are speaking about an ish or an isha, where anatomically, obviously, we need to be adjusted appropriately for an ish and an isha. The Gemara then tells us that before a su'udah, if a person doesn't want to have to go through the indignity of having to go to the bathroom during the su'udah, it's a good idea to walk and go to the bathroom prior to the su'udah, and once we're discussing things you do before a su'udah, it tells us also to take off tefillin before the su'udah, machlokas, whether you take it off away from the area of the su'udah, or you take it off right there and you put it on the table until birchas hamazon. There is then a further machlokas in the Gemara whether the tefillin bag is hazmana milsa. Do we assume that just designating a bag to be used for tefillin already grants it a certain sense of kedusha, or it's only if you actually use it for tefillin? And then the daf ends off with a discussion about tefillin when a person goes to sleep. If a person puts tefillin underneath tachas margalosav, well, that's considered shenoig bem derech bizayon. That's considered to be a bizayon to the tefillin. But tachas mirashosav, if it's underneath his head, then it's a machlokas if ishto imo. If his wife is with him, it's a machlokas where the tachas mirashosav is perhaps inappropriate. But certainly tachas margalosav is an inappropriate way to treat tefillin.